You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the Dog Bowl, and Berea. Fire alarm going off, but we're going to keep going unless we see, like, everybody running out of here. And right now, nobody seems to be moving.
They're not moving.
So
they are selling tickets.
So we are going to stay here and not move, I suppose. 216-578-0850, that is the way to join us. We can continue to talk, of course, Josh Gordon. We will go ahead and get into the survey. I think that is fun as well. Mike in Bedford wants to take the Super Bowl survey with us here today. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Now you're good. How are you? So where are you watching this game?
I'm going to go watch it at the Roxino, I think.
And what's your must-have food on Super Bowl Sunday?
Pizza.
What do you play at the Roxino?
Well, no, they've got 200-inch screens or something like that they've been advertising, so I'll go check it out on there.
Nice. And are you watching the halftime show with Katy Perry?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
And who's winning the game, in your opinion?
I think the Patriots are going to win 24-21. But I have one thing to say, if you don't mind, about the Gordon thing.
I don't mind.
Go ahead, man.
Simply to me, this is how I look at it. Like, you guys ever played a game and pick a basketball, you might come down and take a stupid shot and something like that, and you say, my bad, so people won't rip on you?
Yeah.
I think that's what his letter is doing. Like, he's saying my bad to try to, like, okay, don't rip on me because I just said my bad. And, you know, we're past that point with this dude, man. It's like, get your life together, man, and, you know, try to be a good football player for the Cleveland Browns, man. He'd be fine if you can just admit you got a problem and take care of it.
As a fan, do you want to see him cut or do you want to see him stay on the team?
I want to see him stay on the team, man. I would rather the success story happen here than anywhere else.
That's what I agree. I don't think there's any downside. And as people are seeing right now, you got Justin Blackmon. Looks like he's going to be reinstated and will be back with the Jacksonville Jaguars this season. All right, let's keep it on the phone lines right now. Let's go ahead and get to Bob in South Euclid. Bob, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Good. Hey, how are you?
Okay. The thing with Josh, I think everyone is taking for granted that he is an addict. And I read the letter, and I do not believe that he's an addict, first of all. And I know those who are saying that he needs to hit rock bottom, that is only if he is an addict. You know, it's easy to find out. He's had a number of tests that he passed. He said he did not, have any marijuana since 12 and before the draft, and the codeine. And I think it's been bad timing. And this last one, that is the most baffling of all. And I can appreciate the fact that he didn't know. He thought that, when the season was over, his test for alcohol would be lifted simply because he had never had a problem with it. And to me, when we disregard all that he said, that's an indictment that he hasn't earned, especially when it comes to alcohol and those tests that can be proved that he passed.
I think that's true. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go now to Bill in Independence. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it.
I'm actually kind of a new listener to 850, so I might be making a point that's already been made. But
that's all right.
I get the NFL rules. I get that there's rules, but 2 points here. Can we just all agree that pot isn't that bad? The legalization of it, around the country is coming around. I've smoked pot. I don't know very many people who haven't. I understand he's playing. He's in a public light. Needs to take care of his business and show a little bit more professionalism. I get that.
I've made that argument before. I agree with you. I think ultimately,
I've made it my entire
point,
life. I've been around it.
That's going to be the case.
Not that detrimental.
Right.
But secondly, the money thing. I keep hearing people talk about money. You got all this money, all this money, all this money. Well, guess what? Money brings problems. You know the song.
Mo money, mo problems.
Whatever. But Robin Williams. Robin Williams, he has all that money. He had all that money, and he killed himself. Well, money doesn't solve problems.
No.
People think that you can just slap money and fix all your problems. It doesn't matter how much you got. You're going to have problems with your mood and substance abuse and criminal. It doesn't fix any problems. And no one wants to seem to understand that is not the cure-all for everything.
No question about it. Appreciate it. Bill, where are you watching the Super Bowl this Sunday? All right.
Good job.
Let's go to Mike in Youngstown then. Mike, what's your must-have Super Bowl food?
Oh, I wanted to ask say a couple things about Josh, but I do want to take the survey.
All right.
I hope I can get the survey if you don't hang up on me.
All right. Why don't we do the survey? Right, let's just get the survey out of the way right now. We'll just do it right now. Where are you watching the game?
Over our son's house.
Over at your friend's house?
Our son.
Your son's house. Great. Excellent. Yeah. And what's your must-have Super Bowl Sunday food?
Well, there's a lot of them. I usually make wings on the grill, and I use Alfredo sauce with Cajun seasoning, and everybody just loves them. And, we have a lot of food.
Sounds great.
Very much love that. Try it sometime.
We will. The kid, if you go to his party, maybe you can leave in the fourth quarter and bring some of those wings to your wife.
That was great.
I think the caller liked that, too.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. What do you think about Gordon?
Here's the thing. I read the letter. I listened to the letter. I think, as usual, people, can see this a million different ways. I think he wrote the letter and showed the examples, and I could be way off base because I don't know Josh, obviously, either, but he wrote the letter so he can show the three of them, I'm near death because I've taken 100 and some drug tests and I barely failed one, and I was 0.1 or whatever he was away from, the DUI, which doesn't excuse them. There's both of them. But the thing that irks me the most, I'm 64, and I drink beer. I never smoked marijuana in my life. It doesn't make me good or bad. But I had a friend of mine who was an alcoholic. We were fixing a baseball field one time. We said, hey, let's get some, get a couple 12-packs. There was about 7 or 8 of us. He said, nah, I can't have any recovering, And he said, because all I drink all you. And I hear people on your show, not your show, but the radio station, and not you guys, saying that he's an alcoholic, he's an addict. If he was an addict, he wouldn't pass that many tests in a row, I wouldn't believe.
That's true.
Over a period of time. If he was an alcoholic, if they did his blood level, it surely wouldn't just be over the limit. And once again, truly enjoy your show. I believe it's one of the best on radio. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
And my perspective, again, is not so much is he an addict? Is he not? Is he an abuser? Is he not? We all know that he has poor judgment, but where I come out on this personally, this is my perspective, is Josh Gordon to me is a walking black eye. Because he has added so little value to this organization over the past,
he was the leading receiver in the NFL 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay, what have you done? This is a what have you done for me lately league. All you've done for me is make me look bad.
I'm just saying he costs you nothing. He's not allowed in the building. He's not allowed to be around. And if he fails another test while he's coming back, he's going to be done. And if he doesn't, then you get a guy back who's going to be 25 years old in 2016. And if he's going to play, let him play for you or at least trade him and get something.
But that being said, Nate, as we host this show, 5 days a week for 2 hours a day, if Josh Gordon does in fact you have another positive test and he's out of the league, are you and I, as a part of the Cleveland Browns company, answering questions about someone who's never going to play in the NFL again? Yes, because of our association.
That's fine.
With
the
drug user and abuser.
10 hours of radio. Let's go.
I got a question, a little different angle.
Okay, go ahead.
I do think these policies are idiotic that the NFL has.
Yeah, but the NFLPA agreed to them.
Right,
which is
that's
crazy.
The thing.
And Josh Gordon put his name on a contract that tied him to them as well.
Players in the negotiations, when you're talking to the union reps, because it always seems so stupid to me that they agree to them, is there ever any talk about anything besides the bottom line dollars when the players and the union reps are talking? Because why don't the players just step up and say, wait a minute, let's hold firm.
Yeah.
And let's just not give in on this issue, or does it all just come down to the money in the negotiations?
Of course it always comes down. It comes to the money, and I think the control or the power. And that's why I think the NFLPA has done their very best to flex their muscles on the HGH topic, which in my eyes, that was a conversation when I was maybe in year 6 in the NFL, and it just got done. So it's been an ongoing topic for about 6 years now. And really, being a non-player rep too, when you appoint your player reps for your team, and I think it's 2 and maybe an alternate, which is the third, you in some cases are trusting them to go to bat for you and be your voice. And you, so you may not, and in some, just like Pro Bowl voting, you know, oh, I don't think he deserves to get in, but I thought this guy got snubbed. You know, you have a perspective on that, and you have a perspective on things when it comes to what you agree with as a part of the agreement and what you don't. But ultimately what it comes down to, and my father, who I spoke to today briefly about the Josh Gordon thing, says truck drivers, a truck driver who drives a truck for a living, and in most cases those guys, you started at 20, you drive trucks until you can't drive anymore to 60, and you see it at any truck stop, at any Pilot Flying J, you see the guys that drive trucks, right, is if they have a certification that they're issued to become a truck driver, and they must abide by the rules. They can't have any alcohol offense on their record, or their cert is taken away for the rest of their life. So they must abide by the rules to become a certified driver. That is their job. And if they don't, they don't make an income. They don't make a living to support their family and be a great husband. How great of a husband are you with no job and no income? You make it rough on the entire household. That's my point is, he signed a contract, or these guys signed a contract to become certified to be a truck driver. That is their profession, and they have to abide by the rules. Josh Gordon, as a player and a part of the NFLPA, is a part of a governing body. When he signed that contract, to say everybody skips over those 21 addendums listed from 1 to 21, and their eyes are fixated on $900,000 in year one, $1.5 million in year two. Everybody goes to the money, but when you put your name below that dollar amount, you are agreeing to those addendums that are listed above too, and that's part of this policy, which he has broken on multiple occasions.
Now, my question was more from the perspective of why don't the players try to do more to change
these rules?
Why don't
the players all get together and
say,
listen, you can't test us for marijuana.
They make way too much money, and the NFLP, you know, goes to bat for them too significantly, and there's
But like in the NBA, who's they're paying not allowed. In the NBA, it's on there, but nobody gets like it's like you just we're not going to get in trouble for marijuana. You just
right.
don't get in trouble for marijuana.
And the fact of the matter too is this is fact. The players that are not in the NFLPA drug policy, and I'm not stating anything that anybody should know, is we know when the tests are coming, so you know when not to smoke and when not to use. Okay. And you pass those with flying colors, and you can use the next day knowing that you will not be tested until this window when I'll get tested again, and you can stop. So if Josh Gordon would have never
in it,
if he would have never entered the league, which again, using bad judgment in college, he would have never had to succumb
right,
to all these multiple
the
tests.
League in the
so
program.
It's that long track record of bad judgment and usage of something, which is why he's being scrutinized the way he is right now.
So you mean there may be plenty of people smoking the wacky, they're just don't get they know when the test
absolutely
is.
I would say 60% of the league is smoking the wacky.
Okay.
All right, and there it is. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford right after this on ESPN 850, including sound from Stephen A. Smith's appearance on the Golden Boys yesterday talking about Flash Gordon. And then in hour number two, let's talk Super Bowl. Enough Flash Gordon. Bottom line with the guy is he's either going to play for the Browns again or he's not, and then nothing's happening until 2016. So there we go. All right, we'll be back to more right after this. My whole life has changed.